What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 96 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about the Pagani Huayra BC in the all-new version, the Roadster. So as usual, everyone, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. All right, everybody, we finally have an update for the Pagani Huayra BC Roadster. Now that the car has officially been unveiled not too long ago, we finally have not all the details, but enough that we could actually start to actually talk about it and see what we think. So let's go ahead and just kind of look at what we got. So one of my favorite things that I've been excited about to learn about the new Huayra BC Roadster is a brand new type of carbon fiber that Pagani is using. Pagani has always deemed themselves experts in the material of carbon fiber, mending it in different ways, flexing it, using different colors of carbon fiber, different strengths, different mixtures of carbon fiber, just all sorts of things. And they've without a doubt proved to themselves that they know what they're doing when it comes to carbon fiber, along with Koenigsegg. But what's really interesting, if for the Pagani Huayra BC Roadster, they're using a new type of carbon fiber, and it's called carbon triax. In comparison to what we're normally used to seeing car manufacturers using, carbon triax is 50% lighter and 20% stronger than what's currently being used by a ton of automotive manufacturers. In fact, it's so much lighter compared to the normal version. The Pagani Huayra BC Roadster weighs 2,756 pounds compared to the normal Huayra Roadster, which weighs in at 2,820 pounds. It's lighter, it's stronger, and I'm sure it's easier to use, maybe. I'm not really sure, but this carbon triax seems to be the stuff to be using nowadays. In regards to performance for the BC Roadster, we do know, of course, it's going to be the beautifully crafted twin turbocharged 6-liter V12 from AMG that's going to output, from what I've seen, is 791 horsepower and is going to be 775 foot-pounds of torque. The top speed and 0 to 60 numbers are still have yet to be released. I've been doing kind of research on myself. I'm seeing numbers thrown out there, but people are kind of just saying different things right now. So what I'd like to do is wait until Pagani themselves actually releases these numbers, so then we can have another update for the BC Roadster and talk about that. But until then, I don't think official times have been released. But I do think, if I'm going to put my tongue on it, I'm going to say they're going to be very similar, if not the same, as a Huayra BC Coupe, basically the non-Roadster. Getting to the interior of the car, design elements of Alcantara and leather have been mixed together like traditional Pagani Huayras do. The cool thing about this interior is you just got to take a step back and view it as a piece of art. That's what it is. This entire car is just a piece of art. Truthfully, that's just my opinion of it. It's so radically different, and it's so beautiful and amazing. You can just look at it all day. The interior just boggles your mind. And the standard car, how it looks already, of course, different color options is amazing to look at. But when you have the ability to see what that interior looks like, if you were to order a Pagani and you get to customize it even from there, you can only imagine how many different color options and looks the car can have. But just a quick update on that for the interior, however anyone decides to design it, Alcantara and leather are going to be the materials that you can use. Now, price and availability. Only 40 Huayra BC Roadsters are going to be produced, and they seem to be costing a pretty penny, which is to be expected. They're going to cost $3,400,000. What that translates into euros, off the top of my head, I don't know, but I know it's expensive. This is a hypercar. It's a mixture of art and science, heavily influenced by Leonardo da Vinci himself. Horatio Pagani is a true artist, and he's a true connoisseur of science as well, especially with his love for carbon fiber. But I think this car is amazing. I think it's great. I remember the first time I saw a BC Roadster was just, it's just an incredible car to look at. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm so excited for this car. Of course, when more updates come out, top speed, 0 to 60, we're going to talk about that as well. And of course, you guys know I will keep you guys informed. But that's all we have for episode number 96, talking about the Pagani Huayra BC Roadster. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook, and go ahead and check out the YouTube as well. If you guys are checking out the podcast for the first time, thank you so much for stopping by. Feel free to head over to YouTube if you'd like to. Unless you're watching here already, just search The Car 5 Podcast and just browse the channel. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. You know, if you ever need anything from me, just shoot me an email, info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget, if you guys are ever looking for your favorite hat or shirt, jacket, accessory from your favorite car company, check out the link in the description, www.tog.com. It's your guys' go-to automotive resource for not only automotive news, but authentic car merchandise as well that comes directly from the manufacturer. Last but not least, everybody, don't forget to tune into episode number 97. We're going to be talking about this potential idea. Notice how I'm using quotation marks, of a Bugatti SUV. That rumor has been floating around for a little while. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.